First up, very general, what was your overall impression of this year's report and what struck you the most in a government work report?
Well, I think there was a lot of continuity. Premier Lee elaborated on a number of themes we've been hearing about for some time. For example, a slight reduction on the emphasis on economic growth, more talk about the quality of growth, more talk about the sources of growth, less emphasis on just expanding investment, and more emphasis on consumption, services, and so forth. Another theme, I would say, is industrial policy, with a lot of emphasis on China 2025, and a number of other industrial policies that we've known about for some years. A lot of emphasis as well on improving the environment further. Continued emphasis, I would say, on improved delivery of social services, health, education. A lot of emphasis on further reductions in poverty, even though poverty's gotten to a pretty small level. On the economic domain, a big plus is the fact that the government is now going to be relying more on its survey measure of unemployment. In the past, they've relied on an unemployment figure that only considers the employment status of people that have a permanent urban residency or permanent urban hukou status. Now they're going to do a survey of all people who are living in urban areas and to see what the level of unemployment is. And since there are a couple hundred million non-hukou people living in cities, this will be a much more accurate information about the status of the labor market. And I think it will help them, help the Chinese in terms of formulating macroeconomic policy.
It's also the first year in the government report that the Chinese premier actually used the term high-quality development. How do you read into it, and how, because of this, do you expect any changes in economic regulations and policies for the Chinese government in the coming few years?
It's a little bit hard to say, but the high-quality development, I think implicitly that Chinese authorities have been talking about this for some time, moving up the technology ladder, having more high-technology products, relying less on labor-intensive exports or expansion of the capital stock in traditional industries like steel and machinery and so forth. So I think it's a direction China's been emphasizing for some time. It was just made a little crisper, a little more clear in this report in 2018.